You know, obviously, I think coming into the race, people, the assumption was, well, I'm going to say my assumption, maybe Devin's assumption, you know, it's going to be this Russian sweep of the podium, which it looked like up until the closing moments. And there was a spill in that final turn. But that said, I'm guessing, again, like I'm going to pick up on like you're allowing most racers to kind of allow themselves to be in their own head and strategize. That they're thinking, oh yeah, you know, Bolshinov's going to go out front. He's going to push the pace. It's four laps of a 3.3K, primarily a climb and then a kind of a sinuous descent. Eventually, that guy is probably going to break the race apart, which did happen. So, yeah, tell me a little bit about, you know, what you're seeing from the men's team here. I mean, just there were no top 30s today. And again, I just kind of going through cursory examination of the results, and I have watched the race, but Gus Schumacher was in, you know, 36th, 20-year-old, 153 out. And gosh, I think Simi Hamilton was the next. Nope, sorry. Scott Patterson at 43rd at 217 out, and Simi at 46th, 238 out. So yeah, what are you seeing? Primarily, let's talk, you know, say, you know, Scott and Gus as two, you know, distance skiers, although we all know that Simi has had some pretty stout distant results in his career.
Yeah, Simi was protecting a little bit today. He's been feeling a little bit off center health-wise, and just to make sure that that is moving in the right direction, and it appears to be. So, His strategy today was to take it out as conservatively as you can when you're starting bib 13 or whatever. It's pretty tough, mm-hmm. as he clarified again after the race, to go conservative when you're up in the front. It's just sort of free speed. But he did find that he found some physical limits out there today. He had a really tough third lap after the pace cranked up for the bonus sprint on the second lap. And a little bit of what we expected today. I think Kevin was felt like he was a little off. Maybe he had picked the wrong pair of skis and felt like they were not gliding the way he needed them to go to be successful today. At the same time, this isn't exactly the race that Kevin's looking to do great in. But nonetheless, disappointing. As it was for Gus and Scott, it was just across the board. It was a disappointing day for the guys. We'll just call it what it was. Gus probably showed the most signs of promise today. He skied within the top 20 for parts of the race and top 25 before just kind of running out of gas. He was pretty cashed on the fourth lap, and so we'll just make sure that he continues to fuel well. It's one of those places where if you go a little too hard on any one lap, which is my guess as to what happened, you end up having a pretty heavy tax collected later in the race. You know, it comes back to bite you. And sometimes you get away with it. And I'm not one that likes to see people ski a conservative race. I like to see people, you know, aiming for the bullseye, and he did that, and that's how to get faster, and that's how to have the great race. But couldn't put four together today.
Sure, and you kind of beat me to the punch there, but I know that in the past when I'm like dating myself, it's been a little while here, but you know, you've always articulated that you want athletes to take a chance because you just don't know, right? One is, like you said, you get to experience a faster pace. And the other is that it may manifest in, you know, your best result ever. And I'm assuming like that's the case with Gus, you know, throughout the tour, that you're encouraging him to, you know, go for it. Not necessarily like, yeah, dude, you're going to pop a top five, which may happen, right? I'm prefacing my comment with, you don't necessarily want to encourage an athlete to completely bury themselves, with six stages to go. But is that sort of the vibe, is, you know what, have confidence in yourself and take a chance, but at the same time, you know, be mindful that, you know, it's four laps of a race being paced by Bolshinov.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think the ticket to probably a slightly better race today might have been to go a little bit slower, but they were ski a bit more conservative. But at the same time, who really cares if you get 29th? This kid wants 14th, and so were we to just toe the line again here in the next 10 minutes, I'd say try the same thing, and try and conserve when you can. Try and really make sure you're collecting yourself at different points throughout the lap, whether it's just falling into a conservative draft for 30 seconds of striding or making sure you're not doing the work across the flats. But I have no regrets about the way he skied the race today. And, you can't always explain why that fourth lap came out flat. It can be fueling, it can be altitude, and it can be something that just the human body does. It's just too complex to be a human being to always know why things go one way or the other.
Okay. Any other thoughts on the guys' race?
No, other than I am, while I said it was a disappointing day, it's a really encouraging squad of guys that we have here. And so I do expect a better day tomorrow.